The QEO was an automatic stopgap measure that increased teachers' salaries by 3.8% whenever negotiations fell apart. Teachers hoped salaries would increase with its repeal last year, but Barry Forbes of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says that's not happening.
Total compensation increase in 2009-10 is about 3.75%. The 2010-11 average total compensation increase is 3.8%.
Forbes bases his numbers on roughly half of the state's 426 school districts that have reported to his association, and he doesn't expect that average to change. He says that's due to a ripple effect caused by the latest state budget, which changed the revenue limit for schools. Previously, a district could increase its revenues by $275 per student.
And in the 2009-11 biennium budget, that amount was decreased to $200 per pupil. The net effect of that for most schools was that the amount of new money they had to pay for salaries and fringe benefits dropped from about 2.8% to about 1.8%.
Forbes says that's caused school boards and teachers' unions to settle for substantially lower salary increases than they might otherwise have. The only other option would be raising property taxes by double digits, which Forbes says no one wanted. But with another projected $2.5 billion hole in the next state budget, teachers' salaries aren't expected to improve anytime soon. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.